Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
For a Chitra man or a woman born in Chitra Nakshatra, you got to remember two steps or two padas fall in an earth sign, other two fall in an air sign. In case of Chitra Nakshatra, it falls in two steps within Virgo, two steps within Libra. So we got to deal with them separately. You got to be careful how you handle Chitra. Okay. Same with Dhanishtha, same with Mrigshirsha, because these two have what? One foot in an earth sign and another foot in an air sign. What does this give us? This gives us the characteristics of intimacy, because we are talking about intimacy and love, how they deal with it, that aspect. So what does this characteristics give us? Well, a mix of both Virgonian characteristics as well as Libran characteristics. Let's explore what that means. Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, Light of Elentia, Progressive Astrology, Conscious Astrology, Conscious Co-Creation, where this is all about how do we consciously understand our birth charts? How do we use this ancient science of Vedic astrology to sort of chart our course in life, in career, relationships, etc. in a conscious way, rather than in an unconscious way, living out our karmas. Basically, this is all there is to it. And I will cover things like phases of the moon, new moon, full moon, eclipse predictions also in my own way. My content is best viewed on tablets, on laptop computers, desktops, that kind, because I bring up sort of landscape format of presentation, because it's best viewed as landscape on a big screen, so that you can take screenshots and use it as a study material. This is more like a study astrology exploration, open exploration. Okay, if you like my content, please consider donation on the link below. It'll help me, encourage me to make more for you, better products for you, and it'll help me maintain my little channel on the web. Yeah? All the content on this channel is available on these podcasts, which is listed below. You can go through the podcast. It's free for you. You can distribute it. You can understand it and listen to it at your own pace. Okay? Thank you for all your likes, shares, and subscribes. Once again, deeply appreciated. And let's get into the material now. Or a woman's chart where moon is in the pada of Chitra within Virgo, the first two padas, Virgo going into Libra. Okay, talk about sixth sign going into seventh sign. That's where Chitra falls, exactly in the middle. So for a Virgo moon sign Chitra man or a woman's moon in Chitra Nakshatra in Virgo, the compatible moon signs are the third place from there, which happens to be Scorpio, and the moon sign should be in Jyeshtha or Vishakha. Why? Because they are Rakshasa Ganas, they are compatible with Rakshasa Ganas best. Okay, so Vishakha or Jyeshtha in Scorpio. The next level of compatibility for a man or a woman's moon in Chitra Nakshatra in Virgo is the fourth sign from Virgo, which happens to be Sagittarius, like you can see there. So in Sagittarius, it's going to be Mula Nakshatra, because it's again a Rakshasa Gana. Always, always match Rakshasa with Rakshasa, Manushya with Manushya, or Dev with Dev and Manushya. Next level of compatibility for a Chitra Nakshatra moon in the sign, in the part of Virgo, is the seventh sign from it, which is happens to be Pisces. In this case, it is best matched with Uttara Bhadrapada and Purva Bhadrapada. If you want to go there, they are still Manushya Vinash, they are still softer than the Chitra Nakshatra. Manushya is softer than Rakshasagana. So it's a match, yes, but it's a kind of 50% match, you might say. The fourth level of compatibility is the 10th sign from Chitra, from Virgo, which happens to be Gemini. So in the 10th sign, it would be Ardra Nakshatra, because Ardra is also Manushya Gana, kind of compatible with Rakshasa Gana. The last level of compatibility for Moon in Chitra is the 11th sign from Virgo, which happens to be Cancer, and there the Moon should be in Ashlesha. That's a good compatibility because it is Rakshasa Gana. Okay, now let's see the half of Chitra's half, which steps into Libra. So the Chitra half, which falls into Libra. Now we have gone into Libra. We have moved away from Virgo. We are gone into Libra. So in the Libra Moon sign, in Chitra Nakshatra, the compatibility would be in the third place from Libra, which now happens to be Sagittarius. See how the position changes and how the signs change. So be very careful about how you match these Mars ruled Nakshatras, Dhanishta, Mrigshirsha and Chitra. So the padas which fall within Chitra in Libra, now it's ruled by Venus, is the third sign, which happens to be Sagittarius, and the Moon in Mula Nakshatra. Okay, now it becomes the third level. So Mula Nakshatra is both compatible with Virgo part as well as with Libra part. Second level of compatibility will be Moon in Chitra going to the fourth sign from Libra, which happens to be Capricorn. Now the Moon is in Dhanishta Nakshatra. That's the second. The third one is Moon in Chitra, and the seventh sign from Libra, which happens to be Aries, and now the Moon is over Kritika Nakshatra. Again, we are matching Rakshasa Gana to Rakshasa Gana. Okay, remember that always. So the fourth level of compatibility for Moon in Chitra in Libra would be the 10th sign from Libra, which happens to be Capricorn, and the Moon is in Ashlesha Nakshatra. So Chitra and Ashlesha are also compatible there because both are Rakshasanas. The last level of compatibility for Moon in Chitra in Libra would be Magha Nakshatra, which is falling in Leo, which is 11th from the sign of Libra. Okay. Now, because this is a mix of both Virgo and Libra, the intimacy characteristics, let us just see quickly what the intimacy of Chitra looks like, and you will see this signature play out there. So there you have the characteristics of Chitra Nakshatra in terms of intimacy and how they associate, feel, sense intimacy within themselves as. How does the Chitra Moon man or a woman feel loved? Okay, feel intimacy, feel bonding. That's what we are exploring. First, number one, they are artistic and creative. They appreciate the beauty and may express their love and emotions through artistic means. Chitra is an artist. They have charismatic presence and may easily captivate their partners with their grace and elegance. How beautiful is that? They pay attention to the finer aspects of the relationship and may have a meticulous approach when it comes to expressing their love and meeting their partner's needs. Do you see which sign it falls in, this particular characteristics? Is it Virgo or Libra? It's Virgo. Why? They are meticulous. Virgo is meticulous. Virgo is a very grounded sign. So if Chitra falls in Virgo, it becomes this characteristics, artistic and creative, and at the same time paying meticulous attention to detail. Next one, a desire for balance. Chitra Nakshatra individuals seek balance and harmony in their relationships. They value fairness, equality and they strive to create a sense of equilibrium between their own needs and that of those partners. See a signature? I see Libra here more. They appreciate partners who respect their need for personal space and individuality, more like Swati, while also being supportive and nurturing. This desire for balance is a Libra trait. Libra stands for the balance. Balance between inner and outer, self and other. All these characteristics are Libra characteristics very, very strongly, right? Perfectionism, Virgo. They have high standards for themselves and may strive for perfection in their relationships, seeking to create an ideal, harmonious union. They value their individuality and may seek partners who respect and appreciate their uniqueness. Perfectionism is a characteristic, like a written characteristic of Virgo. Okay? Virgo is perfectionism 101. Nitpicking, meticulous, all these characteristics you see is a Virgo type. They have a desire for exploration. They desire exploration in variety and variety in their relationships. This is more like Libra, Libra side of Chitra. They may seek partners who can provide new experiences and keep the flame of excitement alive. Very Libran characteristics. Libra loves to explore. It's an air sign. When Chitra falls in the air sign, Venus in Libra becomes an exploratory form of desire. I want to try out new positions. I want to try out new kind of restaurants. I want to try out new ways of romance, new ways of dating. You see how this changes. Libra is very fluid in this because Libra perceives intimacy in a very abstract, airy, mental kind of way. It's an air sign. Whereas Virgo perceives in a very grounded way. So when Chitra falls in the sign of Virgo, it becomes grounded. Moving from earth to air, this characteristics of intimacy becomes vastly different. They have a longing for connection, deep longing for connection, emotional connection in their relationship. Don't we all look for that? But this is very dominant in Chitra, okay, because both Mercury and Venus look for a strong emotional bonding. They desire profound and intimate bond with their partners and may put effort into creating deep emotional connections. Putting effort. This is one thing that people miss these days. It's like a yes or no. It's always black and white these days amongst the youngsters in relationships. It doesn't work that way. You have to put in your soul. You have to let the other person also come forward. Each one takes one step forward towards each other, and that's how you build a long-term stuff. Short-term, you can have overnight flings with n number of people. That's not contributing anything to you. That is not making you grow. That is not making the other person grow. That is not giving yourself credibility, nor the other person credibility. See, you gotta understand when it comes to intimacy and love, and this is a general principle I have seen with couples whose charts I have done. People are impatient with a relationship. I don't know why. It doesn't work that way. Are you impatient with your food, for example? This provides you nurturing, caring, and support. You need to be patient for good things to develop in life. Intimacy is no exception to that. But you got to understand the characteristics of intimacy as it plays out for every nakshatra. That's why I'm bringing you this stuff. Understand your man or a woman's moon in Chitra and which pada it is falling in, especially in the Navamsha also, because Navamsha is your behavior with spouse. But characteristics is important to understand because this is the place where they come from. Okay, we'll leave it with this much for now. Next we'll deal with something that comes after Chitra. What comes after Chitra? I think it's Vishakha. No, after Chitra, Swati. Next, we'll deal with Swati. Take care, be safe.